Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Friday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we have been looking at a word from the Word of God for couples, for married couples. And we began on Monday with a word of caution. Ephesians 4:26, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Verse 27, neither give place to the devil. On Tuesday, a word of correction. And we dealt with 1 Corinthians chapter number 7, verse number 5 says, defraud ye not one the other, except with consent. And then on Wednesday, we dealt with the book of Romans chapter number 12, verse number 10, be kindly affection one to another, with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. And we said that was a word of condescension, preferring one another, putting your spouse before yourself. And then yesterday, a word of care. And we looked at the order that that care should take. Wives, submit, Ephesians 5:22. Husbands, love, Ephesians 5:25. And then Ephesians 6:1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Well, today, I would direct your attention to, again, the book of Ephesians, chapter number 5, and verse number 31, where we will spend a little more time in this passage, and we'll call this a word of challenge. A word of challenge. And the word challenge has the idea of something that's open-ended or something that's not yet been attained. And I assure you that we have not yet attained what the Scripture says concerning loving our wives as Christ loved the church. But when we look at this passage particularly, the Lord Jesus said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This was the words of Christ in the book of Matthew. It was the words, it was the word of God in Genesis. And then it's repeated here by the Apostle Paul. So this passage is found in the epistles, it's found in the gospels, and it's found all the way back in the book of Genesis. And there is something that is mysterious about this whole thing concerning this one flesh. As a matter of fact, the Scripture goes on to say, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. It goes on to say, nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Verse number 33. Now, the challenge in this passage is becoming one flesh. Now, folks who have been married for a length of time will tell you that it's unusual how that you can begin to predict each other's thoughts. Sometimes a conversation at the supper table is a series of unfinished sentences because the other knows what the other one's going to say or what the answer they're looking for, and they come forward with it. And so it's not something that could be deciphered by anyone else but by a married couple. It's amazing sometimes how a wife can place her finger on the place that hurts without the husband saying anything, and vice versa. And there's a number of things that are mysterious in the way that they manifest themselves in this thing of one flesh and this thing of this relationship. But what's even greater is the spiritual bond that occurs and the two becoming one flesh. And that takes place, of course, both parties need to be saved, but that takes place as well. And the the gratification when for one mate to receive the other spiritually gratified, the unity and the bond that takes place is without explanation. It is truly a mystery. May God help us to be one flesh with our mate. Our Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, would you take these thoughts this week and use them to your glory in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great weekend.